Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Paul Murfin, who is an executive advisor with Retail Sample Solutions, who has created Sample's app. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you, Kemp?
I'm well. So I'm talking to a 40-year floor covering executive veteran. A little background, you started in this business with Misco Shawnee, a distributor that was bringing Pergo over to the United States. And then you went to Beaulieu of America and worked on their hard surface business. You were with Armstrong for a while. You were co-president of IVC, which was bought by Mohawk and became an executive with Mohawk for a while. And then most recently, you were president of Taylor, and you maintain a role there as an ambassador.
That's correct. I'm still working with Taylor.
So we're going to talk about Sample's app, and it's kind of interesting how the world evolves and how a 40-year veteran in the industry is now focused on growing an internet application, right?
Yes. Can you believe it? I'm certainly not an expert in software or applications, but I do understand the challenges in the industry and bringing folks together.
All right, let me give a little bit of background and then you fill in the gaps. This was initially developed with Carol Cross, but it's not part of Syncly. It's just, you know, being, I think, run by some relatives of hers. And this basically is a library book checkout system for samples, and it supports the traditional sales channel process. It's a tool for retailers. This is not a direct-to-consumer internet app. Tell us a little bit more about it.
I'll try. I'm not an app expert, Kemp. First of all, let's think about the problem in the industry. As I talk to folks in various companies and capacities, I think we're looking at $1 billion residential retail sample spend across the industry. And manufacturers and distributors continue to report this horrible black hole that the second the sample leaves their warehouse and goes into the field, all of a sudden they lose visibility to the sample, where it is, what's happening to it, is it lost or what have you. So the Samples app really is a simple way for a retailer to check in and check out a sample. They get some basic consumer information. When you lend a sample to a consumer, they seem very willing to give that information. So just with the consumer's name, email address, and cell phone number, they're able to check out the sample. And it's a very simple and fast way for the retailer to check a sample out, basically monitor what's happening to the sample, and then get the sample back in a timely manner. So that, of course, is sort of the basis for the application. But then, of course, what happens is we're able to collect data across all retailers, retail salespeople, you name it. And so we can sort of track what's going on with that sample that in the past manufacturers could not control.
So what happens is the consumer follows the normal path of shopping for flooring. They go in, they pick one or two things they'd like to take home as a sample. And the RSA introduces this app, pulls it out, and fills out their name, the sample they're taking, and their email and phone number, and off they go. And it depends on the retailer's policy, but in many instances, they walk away with the sample for free, but with the agreement that if they don't bring it back within a certain amount of time, they're charged for it. So, like I say, it's a way of monitoring and tracking what the consumer's doing with the sample, right?
That's correct. First of all, the charge functionality is something that can be turned on or turned off, so the retailer has the ability to do that or not. But it's interesting, we're collecting data now from retailers that are using the app, and we sort of have pretty good visibility to the percentage of samples that are not returned, when they use the charge function, when they don't use the charge function. The only thing we're not fully clear of is the amount of samples they lose when they're not using the app at all. But I think that number could be as high as 10%. So if you think about 10% samples loss in the business, and you use the number I threw out earlier of $1 billion, manufacturers are losing $100 million a year in samples cost just going out the retailer's door. with, by the way, no way to know that they are missing.
So as an executive advisor to this app company, your goal is to get more retailers to use this app, and there's also a tie-in with manufacturers. Tell us about that.
Well, there are incredible benefits to both the retailer and the manufacturer. The retailers I've spoken to speak very highly of the app. They talk about the ease of check-in and check-out, in particular the speed with which it can be done. It gives them the ability to, if you like, monitor and manage samples activity across the showroom floor. And of course, the sales manager at the store, or of course the store owner, can get a report which shows which salespeople are most active and which are most inactive in terms of lending out samples. By the way, I go back to my IBC days. We used to be very proud of our sheet vinyl display, and we made it almost impossible for anyone to break into the display, so the display always looked great. And the number one complaint for that display was that it was not easy for the consumer to borrow a sample. So this is a need. It is a desire. The consumer wants to take the sample home and put it next to cabinets, paint colors, other finishes in the house. This app allows people to really have a much more enjoyable consumer process. One other thing that we can do, and this is important, manufacturers, they can push out email messages to the consumer while they have the sample in their hand. So imagine that you're a consumer. I think we typically talk in the industry that we only buy a floor covering every 5 to 7 years. So commonly known frustrating retail shopping experience. But now we have the ability to send messages to the consumer about the sample that they've got in their hand, thereby reassuring them that they've made a great choice. And then finally, on the manufacturer side, think of what happens when you send that display or sample into the field and you don't know how many of your samples are missing. So all of a sudden, we can now alert the manufacturer to, in this retail store, this sample was missing, and we can let them know if it was not returned. We can give them reports with trends by region, by territory, by retail store, you name it. And the analytics that become available to the supplier are second to none.
All right, Paul, appreciate you spending time with us today and telling us what you're focused on now. Again, been talking to Paul Murfin about his new role as executive advisor to the Samples app. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.